game changer, game wrecker, you know, whatever classification you want to put him in. But he can score from any place on the field. And obviously, you know, they do a good job of taking some shots on the outside with him. And, you know, Roethlisberger throws a great deep ball. So, you know, it's a situation we got to do whatever we can to stay on top, keep him in front of us. But then at the same time, he'll catch a jailbreak screen and take that for 60. You know, so he's a guy that can really determine the outcome of the game if you can't control him. And, you know, it's something obviously we've been working on all week.
How much does it seem like Juju has grown for them since the last game, 19?
Juju? 60. Right?
The receiver?
Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. How much has he kind of grown?
You see him obviously make some big plays. The thing about him is he's very physical in the run game. You know, we joke around that he's a rookie and hasn't figured it out yet, that, you know, he doesn't have to block. But he does a tremendous job of blocking. And, you know, we've talked to our guys about it. He has no issues with blocking. And, so he's done obviously a great job there. But as a wide receiver, you see him start to really develop. I think Richard Mann has done a great job, teaching him how to run routes. And that kind of stuff. And you've seen him getting better and better as the whole season's gone on.
What they do, a lot of screens to Brown, Brian, that sort of thing. A guy who kind of embraces the blocking seems like it'd be particularly helpful.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's no doubt. They, you know, they got to get on our corner. They got to get on our, you know, alley player and try to get him blocked. But, you know, he's not a guy that's going to go out there and whiff. He's going to put his pads on you, you know, versus Baltimore down on the goal line. He cracked the defensive end. And it was amazing block, you know. So we got to be obviously aware of where he's at and what type of schemes we get when he lines up certain spots.
Was Jalen a guy that always had the real good film study habits and study habits in general when he first got here, or is it really taken off this year?
He studied tape ever since he's been here. I think, you know, you come from a big-time program that he came from that, you know, their coaches are coaching them too. And but obviously – you know, I think our package is a little bit more in depth, so he has to study what we're trying to look for within our package. But you see him studying. Obviously, him and AJ are together a lot, studying tape and, comparing notes and stuff like that. But, you know, he's a good student of the game, and he's gotten better and better since he's been here.
How do you fare in that first matchup versus Antonio?
I think he did a good job. You know, as we got up later in the game, you know, you noticed we were playing some soft coverage. Didn't really care if they catch it in front of us. You know, we were battling the clock at that point in time. But it was a situation when he was in the position to play man-to-man, you know, we felt he matched up well. And, also at that point in time, you know, AJ played on him a lot. You know, so, you know, it's a situation. Once again, we got two really good corners. Obviously, Brown's probably the best wide receiver in the NFL. So both of them are going to have their hands full this week.
How quickly, you signed AJ, Calais, and Barry that first day. Did you guys zero in on them really early during the evaluation? That those are three guys you want.
We get our list obviously from the administrative side. And then we put our rankings together. They have their rankings already done. But it was a situation that, you know, they're elite players. So if we had an opportunity to get them, obviously we were 100% on board as a coaching staff.
When you started looking at that list, did one of those three pop out that maybe you didn't know a lot about but said, okay, he has to be a priority?
As a safety, you know, I would say Church was the one we didn't know a lot about, being over in the NFC. And that kind of stuff. But once we seen him on tape, understood that he could be a box player and he could be a deep player, you know, that's what we wanted to change within our program going into this year, is we want to be able to have both safeties rotate down in the box and both of them play in the middle of the field or, you know, in a split safety defense. So once we seen him on tape and that kind of stuff, you know, to us as a defense, we were treating him as a high priority.
You had Telvin play a little bit of Mike in the base in that last game. What went into that decision?
Well, we only get a certain amount of guys up, and with the experience that Telvin has within our package, you know, it helps Miles. Obviously, you know, we wanted to be able to have a guy on the outside with Miles and try to keep everything as similar as we possibly can. We feel that Blair can go in and play some Will linebacker. So it was just a decision as a staff. He would be our next best Mike to get our, you know, best three on the football field. You know, that's what we try to do each and every week is, you know, if somebody goes down, we got different roles and planned out in practice. If somebody goes down, this guy goes there, that guy goes there. So, and we practice it during the week, which is important, you know, so it's not just a shock when they get their game day.
We talk all the time about Jalen, but where has he made the most strides this year from last year?
You see the maturity level. Obviously, as a rookie, you're coming in and he would compete and all that kind of stuff. But you see the maturity in the meetings. You see the maturity on the grass, competing, play in and play out. That's the biggest thing, and he'll continue to mature. Same thing with Yannick. He's going to continue to mature the longer that he's in the leagues. But that's the biggest thing you've seen, because we always knew he was a freak athlete. And we always knew he could play, and that maturity level's, getting obviously better and better each day.
Was that five interception game a perfect storm? You got ahead, had some pressure, or did you do something scheme wise that produced those takeaways?
I think obviously if you can rush the quarterback, try to disrupt him. There's going to be some errant throws. We got defensive backs that have good ball skills. We ran a couple different coverages that we don't run all the time, but we do have in our package. That created two picks for us. But at the same time, that was a long, long time ago. And, I think Pittsburgh's gotten a heck of a lot better, obviously 10-1 in their last 11. And, we've changed quite a bit as we've gone through the season. So I don't think that game has any bearing on what's going to happen in this game. As a matter of fact, we don't even look at it a bunch anymore. They've changed a bunch, and, how we're getting attacked has changed, throughout the year. So we feel we're going to get attacked a little bit different than they did the first time.
How dangerous is Le'Veon Bell as a receiver?
Obviously, he comes out of the backfield a lot. They do a nice job of getting him across the formation into the flat routes, trying to, work and flood some zones to give him the ball. But when he gets out in space, he's special. And, we got to have an understanding where he's at all times and, what concepts match where he's trying to come out of the backfield.